listening to the Lifted Life Podcast. We created a show to help you live a lifted life.
Welcome back, everybody. We're excited to be in your ear holes today, talking to you. I knew you were going to cringe when I said that. Talking to you today about asking for help. We're continuing the conversation that we started over on our Instagram and Facebook page where we said asking for help is blank. And we got some good feedback, definitely had a variety of answers. It's something that I personally have struggled with, you could say, and also have come head to head with and have decided more than ever that it's something I want to basically learn the lesson of so I don't have to keep learning it.
So as a person that watches you struggle with this, I often feel like help must be solicited for. Like, I can't help you if you don't ask. Like, does that make sense?
No, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No, I think it's from the point of view that I can offer the help that I think you need, but if it's not solicited, it's not wanted. And secondly, it's probably not the help that you're really wanting. It's the help I think you want.
I just thought of something too that we both have been guilty of, but if we're in a bad mood or something, we're like, what's wrong? Like, what's wrong with you? Mm-hmm. Instead, a really useful question is instead, how can I help? Right? There's been times where I'm like, man, that's what I would love to hear. And sometimes you have to ask yourself that because you can't tell other people what to say. How can I help, Sylvia? How can I help you? And sometimes that means being more direct with how you ask for help. So
in that example, then you get solicited help because when I ask, how can I help, then you tell me and it's an actual request. Like,
right. Well, actually, I'm glad you asked because the office feels kind of cluttered and I'd love for us to clean it up. Thanks for asking.
That required me to do something.
Yeah.
Not good.
What?
Just kidding.
Okay. So why would you not ask for help, right? That's the first thing I kind of want to explore. I know that if it's a struggle for you, then it's maybe one of these things. Maybe you don't want to feel like you're putting someone else out. Like, you don't like the idea of needing a favor or getting in their way of what they're trying to do. Maybe you see it as a weakness. If you ask for help, it means that you are not able or capable. Well, guess what? If you're everything to everyone, you're on the road to burnout. Maybe you've asked for help before and you've gotten burned. And you now have a bad association with asking for help. So there's all these kind of possibilities. But the truth of the matter is we have a lot of wise people that follow us and that are a part of our community because we had some really great answers. Like, asking for help gives you a totally different perspective. Mm. Asking for help is brilliant, the best thing to do. Asking for help is, I can't remember what else, but some really wise things that basically when you're able to get out of your own way and say, yeah, of course I need some help with this, amazing things can happen.
So I would fill it in with the last example you gave where you got burnt on asking for help.
Yeah.
I have a little twist on that. Sometimes I'm a perfectionist and the help that I get isn't what I wanted.
Yeah, that's what I know.
The way I would have done it.
If you like things done a certain way, right?
Yeah.
And what's funny is I've never identified with perfectionism because I definitely don't need things to be perfect. But I do like them to be done a certain way.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, no, I'm not a perfectionist. But yeah, I totally like things done a certain way. And that can often get in the way of asking for help. So in this instance, you're more of the perfectionist. If you walk up and I'm loading the dishwasher, you will redo my work, won't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes I do it quickly while you're not around. And I think, oh my gosh, I got to run this before he sees it. He's going to freak out.
Well, then I unload it and I see it.
So yeah, dishes.
But I think it begs the question, what's more important, to be frustrated you're not getting help or get help that you may or may not, maybe it wasn't done in the way that you wanted?
Absolutely. And I think that it's important to understand this isn't just for someone who hires people. Like, I don't have enough money to hire out a house cleaner and a nanny and a maid and a chauffeur. It sometimes can be about trading tasks with a neighbor or a family member. Like, hey, could you do this for me? I'd be happy to do that for you. And yet, if you've been quote unquote burned or didn't like the way things went down, you're less likely to do that. And then you take on more and more and more. And the reason I think it's important we talk about this is that a lot of times, especially within our community, we have a very strong group of sensitive givers. And so it's not always the case that you have to do a lesson on how to ask for help. Sometimes some people need a podcast on how to be a helper and how to give help. But I just kind of get the feeling that our community is very big-hearted, open-hearted, wanting to make a difference, wanting to make a change, wanting to help heal the world. And what happens when we do that is we continually put ourselves second on the list, or at least third or last. And when we continually help, we get burned out, and then we don't see giving and receiving as one and the same, which I'd love to talk about a little more in this episode.
So that's something that I think just recently I've realized, is that accepting help may not be exactly the way I wanted it done, but I'm also allowing that person to give, and by receiving their help, I'm completing the cycle.
That's the same idea of, if you are not willing to ask for help, then but you're always willing to give it, that means that those people that you're giving the help to, they don't ever get the satisfaction of being a part of that cycle.
Yeah, so you're blocking the person that's trying to give you help. You're actually blocking them by not accepting their help.
And then, you're blocking the flow of life, which is a continual cycle of giving and receiving. And I think if you're not willing to receive, then you're blocking the giving flow too, because people aren't going to, especially if you surround yourself with positive, kind people, they're not going to continually allow you to do things for them if you're not going to take something in return. So this, kind of talking about this in this episode, it's really prevalent for me as we're transitioning into the school year. Our kids actually start back tomorrow. It's very exciting. It's kind of late in the year compared to the rest of the schools around here, but we go to a different school, so we have different scheduling. And I am really excited because not only have I ventured out into hiring a VA, but I also hired a PA. Which people don't really say.
Yeah, break that down for me.
So the VA is a virtual assistant who's been working with me on some of the tasks that I need help with. It's going really well. And then the PA is actually someone local. It's a personal assistant. And I've been listening to some other business podcasts about how to get out of your own way, essentially, to grow your business and connect with more people. And it basically said, you've got to hire out, you've got to delegate, you've got to ask for help, you've got to be having other people do the things that you suck at or that you don't enjoy. And some of the organizational stuff within the flow of our family life, I am just barely like keeping my head above water on some of that. But of course I am, because I'm growing this business and still prioritizing time with my family and my kids. And so something has to give. The whole idea of me even sharing all this is that you can't be everything to everyone. And if you can, then you'll be nothing to yourself. Ooh, that's almost a tweetable. So basically, I refuse to put myself lower on the list. I know you don't want me to put myself lower on the list. No. The kids don't either. Nobody benefits when I put myself so low on the list that I'm not willing to ask for help, that I'm not willing to prioritize things that bring me joy. Maybe there's no bottom line, or maybe it's a new business idea that's got me excited, but is like years in the future. Giving myself the permission to enjoy those tasks is sometimes what will propel you into the space of, yeah, I'm ready to ask for help.
An example you gave is great, but I could see people listening that don't want to hire a VA, or it doesn't even make sense to hire a VA or a PA. But we even talked about last night on our walk, just splitting up tasks in the home. Like, I happen to enjoy cooking. I happen to kind of like loading the dishwasher the right way.
Yeah, and laundry is more of my, I like looking at our clothes and folding them. Like, I kind of enjoy that.
Sort of like shopping for food's a stretch, but.
Yeah, we'll probably hire that out eventually too. I'd rather do it than you do it.
Yeah, so.
Perfectionist done a certain way.
What I'm saying is there's things you can do without hiring a VA, but I mean, it was a great example of.
But here's the deal too.
But we can do it just ourselves as well.
Let's just say you want to learn how to play a song. Like, maybe you need to hire a personal musician.
I'm going to struggle at that for weeks.
No, but any area of your life, it's okay to ask for help. Mm-hmm. Any area of your life, you're like, I want to go to yoga and you've just been doing it at home. Hey, it's okay to go to a few classes, splurge on yourself to learn some key moves and positions. It's okay to ask for a ride somewhere that, you know, give it a try. These are generally the people that I know I'm speaking to are people that don't want to be a burden, don't want to be a bother, and then they spend their whole life tiptoeing. And it's time to take a mother trucking stomp.
Yeah, and I think to those people, by you doing that, you're blocking other people for allowing them to give. Mm-hmm. And if you see it that way, like, I know people, I know what you're saying, like, you feel like it's a burden. I feel that way. Like, I don't want to ask because I know they're busy, whatever. I'm actually blocking their flow of abundance, mm-hmm. and I'm also blocking my own. Mm-hmm. So by asking for help and letting them give and receiving, then we're completing that cycle.
And it's about creating momentum. Like, yeah. You are blocking the flow of momentum, which we are all about. Anytime I talk about the probiotics, I say it's not a magic pill, but it's a momentum starter. And it really can help you get in the right mode of, okay, this is keeping the flow going. I mean, no pun intended, with if you're not going regularly, at least once a day, twice, a lot of people find is their healthiest state, you're not in the flow. So allow yourself to get into that flow, create the momentum, ask for help, be willing to help, and know that it's all just part of this cycle. You good with that?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to share real quick on that note. I just shared this really cool review we got. And it says, preteen and teen in the house, need I say more? Got it for my daughter and it works so well. I got my son on it too. Game changer. So they actually titled this review best supporting supplement for our family, which I love it because it reminded me of like the Oscars, like best supporting role goes to. And this was for our mood boosting probiotic. So as you probably know by that now, we are Lifted Naturals and we have probiotics that we've created a custom formula for various mood versions, and you can find those over on our website or on Amazon. So anyway, we hope this was useful, this perspective of asking for help being just as much a give as it is a receive, and continuing to show up in the world of how can I serve not just others but myself so that I can continue to serve others, and staying open to reconsidering how you view asking for help. If you're like me and you're like, no, I'm not a perfectionist. Nothing about me is perfect. I don't try to be perfect, but you do actually want things done a certain way, then you might be struggling asking for help. If you've asked for help before and you've gotten burned, you might actually be blocking the flow of asking for help. If you see asking for help as a weakness, you might be blocking the flow of asking for help.
So I would think that I would feel like a lot of people can relate to that, that it is a weakness, but I just don't think it is. Like, I think I would say, if you asked me maybe a few months ago, I would say, yeah, but.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm not just talking about physical tasks, like, can you take my kid to practice or something? I'm actually talking just as much about mental and emotional support. So a lot of men struggle with anxiety and depression, mm-hmm. but don't want to ask for help yeah. because it's seen as a sign of weakness.
Yeah.
And yet, if you're human, that means to some degree you've experienced these emotions. I personally don't believe that mental illness is just a you but not you sort of deal. I think we're all on this mental well-being spectrum, and some days or years we're on different points of the spectrum, but to pretend like it's something that's happening to someone else is just a bold-faced lie. And so as a human being, whether you're a man or a woman, you might need to ask for help sometimes. Hey, can I talk this through? I can tell I'm just overthinking it. That's a very simple way of saying emotionally or mentally, I'm kind of struggling.
Is it too bold to say that, kind of flip that and say, by not asking for help, that's weakness? Like, you're not willing to be vulnerable, or
if it's useful, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think the judgment or the label of that is necessarily useful, but it's oftentimes mm-hmm. by not asking for help, you're not willing to be vulnerable, which is probably to some degree a personal area of that needs some work.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. So I'm glad we brought that last tidbit up, because it was something that was really important to me. It's okay to ask for help. Some people find it beneficial simply to go on a walk with a friend and talk it out. I know that it can get tricky with, am I venting and swimming in my problems, or am I flushing this out so that I can be done with it? I think you personally will know if you have something on your chest that you need to get off versus you're swimming in the dung all day long and continually reliving it. So I think there is a difference between getting it off your chest and being a whiner.
Yeah.
Most people bottle it up and then it explodes and that's not healthy. So getting it off your chest is great. Obviously, there's a number of ways that you can do that. So, all right. Go ask for some help. Go give some help. Show up in the world in a big way. And thank you so much for listening to the Lift Your Life podcast.